Right, welcome back to second half, guys, of Living a Good Life this afternoon with two of our radio team members that are, they've kind of been inching their way in to the radio team gradually, and now they're on officially, and they'll be on the next schedule, James and Maya. They are husband and wife, and so they're a joy to us. Nan, you've been a part of the radio team for so many years, I can't remember when you joined, 08, 09, something like that? 10?
Something about 10, 11, something like that.
10 or 11?
Yeah.
Why do you
it
do?
It seems like longer.
Why do you do this? It seems like longer because you're having so much fun, right?
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
You know, why do I do this? I want to see people's lives changed. You know, and I know I've said this on the show before. It's not like I'm looking for something to go do on Sunday afternoon. I would love to go fly my kite at the beach, and I can do that before or after the radio show. The radio show is, you know, besides going to church on Sunday morning, which is a priority for me, and Wednesday night's a priority for me, this show is also a priority for me.
Yeah.
I want lives are changed. The anointing is on these shows.
Yes.
And God moves in people's lives.
He does.
And I want to know that they're, you know, we're not going to know all of whatever happened until we get to heaven, but we're doing it now by faith.
We're doing
and
it
this
by
important.
Faith.
It's important.
Absolutely.
It's important to me
we're
here.
Planting seed, paying for these shows every week, and have been now into our 13th year, guys. 13 years. A lot of money has been put into spreading the gospel, and that is why we do it. And thank you for making that point. We have a Thursday night show called Go Yard, and that means hitting a home run in life. That's with Dr. Angel, the counselor extraordinaire, who was at the Michael W. Smith concert in Atlanta last night. Not.
Lucky.
In church today with us, and she did not sing karaoke. She is driving back. Which was great that she got to do that. And she was at church today, the church where Casting Crowns group goes. So she and another friend named Angel were up there doing all that. So we welcome them back and miss them when they're not there. We do this, Maya, because God is good and we love him and we want to communicate that to people. Do you want to talk about that?
We need to communicate that with people. They need to know. They need to know how great God is, not only in our lives, but how great he can be in theirs if they just open up and allow him to be.
So true.
When I was, I attended this church as a youth in Plant City. And one of the youth group things we had to do is when you gave a prayer request or something like that, you also had to give a testimony. That was something we did. You know, a prayer and then give a testimony of something he's done for you good this week. You know, that was one of the things I did. So, you know, we just can't remember to go with God with a prayer. If we have to remember to go with him in thankfulness. And don't forget, as soon as your prayer is answered, the first one you thank is God.
Amen.
You know, I go to my wife all the time, and we do this back and forth all the time. God did this for us. God did that for us. And we remind each other.
And if you start doing that, James, and in your life, audience, and you start giving God the credit, the glory, and you speak it, and you say, God, you know, every time I get a contract in writing accepted as a realtor, and I got one last night at 11:30 at night, and I was pretty excited about this one. And because there were other people wanting this house, and my buyers, we found favor with the way we wrote the contract. And the first thing that I always want to say when we get something signed like that is, God, you did this.
Priority.
Because he did.
He
God,
be our first
thank
priority.
You. Like, thank like you. Thank you. Right? Mm-hmm. You did this. We got to give him glory. It's his amazing grace. You know, I'm going to play the song Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. I want to play this because it is his grace, it's his goodness, his grace that changes our lives, Nan. We cannot stay the same way we've been. We are either going to disintegrate, I guess, or go down the wrong path. We're going to get that way, or we're going to get stronger in God. We never stay the same. Nobody ever does. For instance, the age you are right this moment, an hour from now, you're going to be an hour older, right? You're not going to stay the same age.
So we're going to be old. We're going to be old?
Eventually, yeah.
You already are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you say that to me, Maya?
No, my husband.
Oh.
I know better.
you know that. I'll correct you on that because I don't feel old. But I'm saying simply, we all are in the process of changing, right? Yes. We cannot stay the same. We're going to get closer to God or we're going to just kind of drift like a sailing ship, you know? Mm-hmm. I go out to Dundee's and Causeway a lot because I live close to there. And a lot of people sail. And when they get into their boat and they climb in their boat, Michelle used to have a sailboat. I've sailed with Michelle. That's an experience. And so that's a story another day. And so, but when I got in that sailboat with Michelle, she was manning the rudder. She was making sure we were not like, you know, going to capsize or that we weren't going to get drift out to sea and never come back. She was keeping charge of the boat, right? Regardless of the fact that she got it stuck on a sandbar, but that's another story for another day. Nan.
You didn't go out to sea?
No, we did not go to sea. Nan, talk to us about this before we do this song.
We need the wind in ourselves.
Ha! Good. Then she brought it back. She brought it back to the Holy Spirit.
Sorry, but that's just the way it seems to be going today, Pastor. We need the wind in ourselves to go forward.
Yes.
And Jesus is there helping to guide us with that rudder as, you know, as we praise. We've been talking a lot about praise today.
Yes.
But as we praise Him and He's there with us.
Right.
And He gives us direction and He helps us
right.
so we don't get stuck on a sandbarge.
Yes. Yes.
But if we get stuck on a sandbarge, we get back off that with His help too. So don't beat yourselves up if that happens.
Right.
Because just get back up and praise God and go forward. I've done that many times in my life.
All right, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story before I play the song then. And y'all can tease Michelle about it. Because on a Sunday evening, and it was in the summertime, this was many years ago, I lived close to the beach. She went out sailing with someone and the tide had shifted and she didn't expect it. And she got stuck on a sandbar. Okay. And she wasn't too far from shore, but she could not get it in by herself. Okay. That person had to go do something. So they had swum to shore, left Shell with the boat. Right. And so she calls me. Okay. She has a presence of mind to call me and she goes, can you come help me? Well, now it is like 8 o'clock, 8:30 on a Sunday night and it's starting to get dark. And I pulled up to the beach there, and I left my headlights on. That's the light of God, right? And I started walking out into the... Now, when the tide goes out, what happens is the water, the sand gets really mucky. In fact, I lost a shoe out there, or a sandal, but rescuing Michelle. But she needed a hand out there to pull. By herself, she could not pull that, mm-hmm. that boat off mm-hmm. the sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true story. You can tease her about it forever. But go ahead, Nan, on that principle with that before we do the song.
You were like God coming to her help.
The light was.
The light, well, the
and
light.
And it showed me where to walk and how to help her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good metaphor, huh?
Good metaphor.
Love y'all. You're just great. Great team in there. Three Stooges in there.
Thank you.
I know.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. was good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my share and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are.
The God who loves you, dear listener. He wants to be your God.
You are forever mine.
Praise you, Jesus. Wow. Praise God. And you got to pull him. Hang on. Let me get all your mics on because I've learned now you three are praisers in there. So I turn your mics on so you can have free reign to praise
Thank
during
you.
The songs.
We appreciate that.
Go ahead, Nan.
Do you want my amazing grace in your life? Do you want my help with all that you face? I will help you in all things. You will make it by my grace. Praise me within all of your heart. Child, you will make it through. Call upon me this very hour. That is what you are to do. If you don't have my son living in you as forgiveness, and into your, he'll come into your heart, you'll begin on a great journey of that you will then start. And you know, at the end of that, it's like God is just bringing, this has only happened probably two times in all the years I've done this, but the poem starts out, the poems always seem to start out with someone who knows God, who's a Christian. At the end of this one, it was like an open invitation to accept
sure.
Jesus as their Savior, you know? And that's what it's all about. That's why we're here.
That's how you begin to live the abundant life. You acknowledge that you need God in your life. You need a Savior. And you know what? We will do that in just a few minutes. We will give people an opportunity to pray that prayer with one of us and accept Jesus into your heart, because that's the greatest thing you can ever do in your entire life. You can think about all the accomplishments you can have in your life, education, great job, whatever it might be, beautiful family. But if you don't have Jesus, Maya talked to us about that. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, what is your life like?
Miserable.
Explain
really
that. Somebody out there may not even understand.
James and I were just talking about this, I think last night before we went to bed. I was telling him, I really don't remember ever not having like God a part of my life. Just as a child, my grandmother and grandmother just jammed it into me.
Sure.
So I don't like remember not ever walking with him, at least not thinking that I didn't. And I don't think I ever want to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't get saved until I was 19. So of course there was that time, but I always grew up in church,
and
whether
you knew
it was Catholic
that was part
or whatever.
Of it. Yeah.
Right. it was, my grandmother will tell you to this day, I was, like, she always says it, Maya was born with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It just, it's.
But there came a point in your life where you decided to pray that prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And accept Jesus into your life, right?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to join the choir at our church we were going to, and that was how I was able to join the choir. But the Sunday after I got saved, there was no more choir.
Oh, wow.
The choir director left. So God used my gifts.
Wow.
For his purpose. And that's how I accepted Christ. But I don't ever want to think that he's not there.
Right.
I don't ever want to walk this crazy life without him, because I would be a mess. I'm already a mess with him. Imagine the mess I would be without him.
But, you know, you came to that saving knowledge. You realized, okay, it's time to make this decision, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Talk to us, James. For those out there, maybe there's somebody out there that has never nailed down their salvation, that they know that if they died tonight, they would be in heaven with Jesus. What do you say to them?
You want to feel empowered? You want to feel the light? You want to step out of that darkness? You want to know that forever you will live? You know what you got to do. It's been told to you. It's a simple prayer, but it's a lifelong walk of work. That's what I would say.
It really comes down to, do you feel that you need that connection with God?
Oh, definitely.
You should feel that, but not everybody does. And not everybody understands that Jesus is the Messiah, that he came to this earth, that it's his name. It's in the name of Jesus that we can get the power and the ability to live each day. It's the relationship with him that is so important. Nan, you grew up in the church. I did too. And so, but I can also remember at a very tender age asking Jesus into my heart. Even though I was a pastor's daughter and then a missionary's kid, etc., it was not like, it wasn't like engrafted in. I had to make that decision myself. Mm-hmm. And my dad, well, I remember going to the altar and he was preaching. And I started going to the altar a lot because I felt like I was being bad. And I was. It was like six and I was bad. And so finally my dad pulled me aside and he goes, look, yeah, you've been bad this week, but you don't have to get saved again and again and again. It's a one-time shot where you say, God, come into my life. Come and live on the inside of me. Forgive me for those things I've said or done that are not pleasing to you. I want you to be my Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. Nan, can you remember when you made that decision?
Well, mine's similar to yours, actually. I can remember as a teenager, I got saved.
I bet you were ornery as a teenager.
I was.
I just have this picture, don't you, James? It's not a pretty picture.
And so I would write in cover my Bible the date and put saved. And then later on, I'd put another date, really saved. You know? I mean, it's like,
wow.
You know,
wow.
Really saved. You know, and it was because I thought, because I was messing up, I thought that I needed to get all
and
saved.
And I thought
again.
That at age six, but yeah.
I did too.
So, you know, it was just, it's sad to say for me, Well, Pastor Jim's wonderful, and he can tell you the exact date that he got saved, the exact date that he, you know,
yes, he can.
He knows all that about himself, and I'm happy for him. I don't know when I got saved.
I don't either.
Know that I did.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Would be,
you know,
a teenager.
You know,
it's okay.
There.
And,
it's
you
all
know,
right.
and so
I don't know the
that.
Date either.
You don't know the date
no,
either?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
I was little. I was.
Well, of course you wouldn't
five,
know the date.
5, 6. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't write those things down back then. I couldn't write. So, but, you know, the point is that it's Jesus. It's all about Jesus, okay? The word says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And so any of you out there, if you are worshiping some kind of religion where Jesus is not the way to God, you're wrong, because Jesus said, the Father said that he, Jesus, is the way, the truth, the life. The word of God is the truth. Jesus is truth. And I want to go back to Psalm 34 and look at verse 4. I sought the Lord and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Okay? Because fear is your enemy, dear listener. Fear is not good. You need to be set free from fear. Fear comes from the devil. And you can, if you have your Bible, right in the margin there, 2 Timothy 1:7. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 is one we quoted earlier. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But what he's given us is power, love, and a sound mind. And people that struggle with emotional things need to be quoting that verse. God has not given us me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Talk to us, Maya.
Write it on your mirror in the bathroom when you wake up in the morning.
Yep.
I have it written on our mirror. Yes. We have a little chalkboard before we outside, before we go outside to face the world. I have it written there.
Cool.
I literally quote it every second.
That verse, 2 Timothy 1:7?
Yes. And we pray every morning before we stand in our front yard right beside our vehicles, and we pray over each other.
Good,
we pray to protect each other's minds.
Yes, praise
and
God.
And that's what we have to do, you know, not only as husband and wife, but as family.
Yes,
in our
yes,
church.
Yes.
Know?
We need to be praying for each other. Yeah. That's like one of the best things about a church body, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. We have a group app, you know, that our church is on it, and we can communicate.
It's the Beaconite app.
Yeah, it's amazing. You get to laugh. Brian and Edgar, they're
funny.
They are the show on there. Okay?
Yeah, they are.
And but, you know, you have those moments when you have to reach out, and you're not feeling up to par at that moment, and you need help. You need your arms lifted for you because you can't hold them up.
Right.
And I'm thankful I have a wife that does that for me and helps me. But also I have a couple pastors and another family member sitting here right beside me. And we have them in the church. And, you know,
right.
and
that's what a church body's all about, James.
Just
I mean,
a word. It's just a word.
We need that feeling of family. We need that where we can call or we can put on our app, hey, pray for me today. I'm having a bad day. Right.
Yep.
I got a message on my messenger this morning from one of our church members that was so in pain in her body she couldn't come to church. She couldn't get out of bed. And, guys, that's what you need. You need a body of believers that's going to stop what they're doing right then and say, let's pray for this person. Mm-hmm. This person's in pain. This person is struggling right now. Mm-hmm. Look at verse 6. Well, let's look at 5. They looked to him, who God, and they were radiant. Their faces shall never blush or for shame or be confused. In other words, when you're keeping your eyes on Jesus, your face changes, Maya. Mm-hmm.
It becomes radiant.
It does.
You smile more. Like I can look at you or look at Nan or look at James, and when you guys are just powerhousing it, your whole face changes. It becomes softer.
Yeah.
It really becomes softer. And I've noticed that as soon as you accept Christ, again, your face becomes softer.
Yeah.
It really does. It radiates.
Your life changes.
It becomes radiant.
Yeah.
And the instant, as soon as you finish saying those words, you can be hard-faced, and all of a sudden it really does soften. I've experienced it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful.
Verse 6, Psalm 34, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. That is so huge. The Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. It does not say the devil heard him and then rescued him. Psalm 34, 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord, that's Jesus, encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him with all, and to each of them he delivers. It's so important that we realize that God wants to deliver you out of the situation you're in. The situation you're in probably is an attack of something the devil threw at you. But we've been doing songs all day about how he makes us glad and how good he is, what a good God he is. Why are we doing those kinds of songs, Maya? What point are we trying to drive home?
That he is good, and we need to just praise him with everything. You had mentioned that Satan was the angel of music.
Yes.
And when I first heard that or first learned about it a couple years ago, years and years ago, I was horrified because my gift is music, is the gift of song. And I had asked my dad, I was like, okay, Satan's the angel of music. So does that mean
that was a long time ago, though.
Right, exactly.
Not
and that's
now.
What they had explained to me. I was like, music is my gift. Is that a gift of Satan? I'm never going to sing again. And he really had explained to me, Maya, no, that's...
And yes, my wife really does think that way.
Yeah, she does.
She can go off on them tangents with one little simple word.
Whoa.
And you have to reel her back in. No, babe, that's not how it is.
But the thing is, that's why Satan hates worship, because worship music, David was, he loved to play on his harp. Little David, play on his harp. Hallelujah. That's an old one. But you know what? He loved to do that because he realized as he sat out there and took care of the sheep as a young kid that as he began to praise God, God began to speak to his heart.
And he does.
Praise and worship opens the floodgates for God to speak to you. Talk to us about that, Nan. Woo!
We just, I was sitting here thinking, I was actually sitting here thinking about when I wound up going to counseling with you and Connie. And we went through Jonah days with me. And we called the church, officially called me Jonah. They weren't being mean. It was kind of just a fun thing. They were praying for me. They were praising God that what I was going to come to be before I could even see it. And there's times that we need to have people around us who are praying for us.
Yes.
Who are praising God for what's going to happen in our lives.
Yes.
You know, that's why church attendance is so important.
Yes, amen.
You know, it doesn't matter if you drag yourself in there. You'll be uplifted.
Right.
You'll have brothers and sisters hug your neck. Some give you a kiss on the cheek and say, you're going to be okay. I love you. I'm praying for you. And so that's what I see as prayer and praise.
Amen.
That we need that.
And
then
as we begin
can,
to
we
do
can
that,
do it ourselves.
Right.
You know, we feel weakened at those moments when that first happened, but then we're able to begin to do it ourselves. And how powerful that is. How wonderful that is when we're able to just praise God in the midst of whatever's going on. We praise God in the midst of
in
what's going on.
In the midst of whatever it is. Woo! You know, go ahead, James. You want to comment on that? We're going to play this song, Your Name. It's a powerful name, I think, or song. I think it's Selah. It did this one, Your Name. And it's all about that name of Jesus. And then we are going to pray for anybody who would like to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Listen to this about the name of Jesus.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Give us strength to live for you.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save.
Praise God. I love that song. It's all about the name of Jesus. Talk to us, Nan. God gave you something during that song?
Yes, he did.
Talk to us.
Accept me into your life. You will not feel the same. Look to me for your strength. Call upon my wonderful name. Praise my name. I am your tower. You will make it through because of my power. I love you with all of my heart. These difficulties, you will make it through. Keep focused upon me with praise. Always remember that I am with you.
Mm, so true, so true, so true. And as we do, as we praise God, you're exactly right. We do. As we focus on him, we are reminded that God is right there with us. James, I want you to repeat after me every phrase. And people, if there are any of you out there in Radio Land right now who are not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, now is your opportunity to seal that commitment and to repeat. You can repeat with James. I'm going to say a line and then he will repeat it. Say it along with him and use this as your opportunity to accept Jesus in your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
The name above every name.
The name above every name.
I believe that Jesus Christ.
I believe that Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of the living God.
Is the Son of the living God.
I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
I know that he is the risen Lord.
I know that he is the risen Lord.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
For anything and everything I've ever said and done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I choose you as my Lord and Savior.
I choose you as my Lord and Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And live in me forever.
And live in me forever.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Wow. Talk to us, Maya. Why would someone want to just have done that?
It's a life-changing experience.
It is, yes.
To be walking without God beforehand, is your life is miserable. It's hard.
It's hard.
And it's not going to get easier once you accept Christ. It just, he makes it bearable.
Yeah.
He makes life bearable. He makes it... I don't want to use the word easy because it's really not. He just, he makes it.
But he's right there with you every minute of the day. We're going back to Psalm 34 and we're going to verses 7 and 8.
There's a peace with it.
Yes, there is, James. Yes.
And I don't mean your life is going to be peaceful.
Not necessarily, no.
It isn't going, that's not going to happen. Not
Why is that not going to happen?
Because of Satan.
He's working
like
overtime.
A lion. He
like
comes
a lion.
To kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
You just committed your life to Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Right.
Yeah, your battle just began.
Mm-hmm. And somebody out there goes, well, why would I have done that then?
For eternal salvation. For
there
when you
go.
Pass away, that you will be held in the arms of the Father. That reason.
That's why. And because you will now have a best friend.
Oh, yeah.
That will live in you and walk with
that
you.
That already knows all your secrets. That already knows what you've done. That knows every little detail
your secrets,
of
yes.
your life.
Right.
And still loves
still
you.
Still loves you. Verse 7, Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord, that's God himself, encamps around those who fear him, who revere him, who worship him with awe. And each of them he delivers. There's so many times we have to be delivered from our own selves, right, Maya? You want to talk about that? I mean, we can get ourselves in some big messes.
Oh, yeah, I have. But every time I call out to God, he gets me out of it. He gets me out of that hole that I've dug. And it's really just worth it in the end. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It just... I remember back when me and James first started dating. You know, they always say that God puts people in your path for a certain reason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my biggest prayers when me and James first started dating was, Lord, if this is the man that I'm going to be with forever,
yeah.
you got to tell me now. Or if I'm just here in his life to bring him closer to you, because James's walk was kind of cockeyed.
Kind of. My life was way cockeyed.
Way cockeyed.
If I'm just supposed to be that vessel to bring him closer to you and that's it, you're going to have to let me know.
Right.
And then here we are 5 years, you know, 5 years later.
Married.
So he let me know, but that was a prayer that I prayed every single day. Mm-hmm.
And as much as I tried to drag her down my path.
Right. She wouldn't go, huh?
No.
God that, wouldn't that allow
me prayed, to. She prayed. And let me tell you something. That woman's a prayer warrior. She's
right.
over there.
Right.
I'm here sitting here. You know, God gives us free will.
Right.
I had to make my own choices.
Right.
But he heard that woman's prayers.
Amen.
He heard my sister's prayers. He heard
right.
everybody that was praying for me, you know. Because I really was. I was headed down a dark path. And,
right.
and God took Sonia from me two weeks
sister.
After I met this woman.
Two weeks. Really? Okay.
We were just starting to date, just starting to get familiar. And you know how much I love
Oh,
my
I
sister.
Know. Sonia was on our praise team for
yeah,
a few years.
And
Corback in the beginning.
He took one of the biggest influences in my life away. And then he gave me the greatest love I've ever had for a woman.
Yeah.
Right there. So God may take something away, but he gave me something even stronger.
Amen. Look at verse 8 of Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good. People can tell you all day long that something is good, and if you don't taste it, you will not know for yourself. A few weeks ago, I was over at my sister's home, and my brother-in-law's sister, who is like a sister to me too, Marty, is a cook, and she's from Germany, so she makes interesting things. And so she said, I'm bringing this salmon chowder. Mm. And I said, I've never had salmon chowder. She said, do you like salmon? I said, I do. And she said, all right, all I'm going to ask is that you try it. Well, I looked at it and I thought, that looks really kind of weird. You know, and I see corn in there and I see all kinds of stuff in that chowder. And I mean, I see a little bit of salmon and it looks a little strange, but I smelled it. It smelled really good. I thought, well, all right, I'll bite the bullet. And she goes, just one bite. Come on, one bite. So I said, all right. Well, I gobbled up that bowl and wanted more. And then the other day I said, Marty, can you please make us some salmon chowder? She goes, oh, you are funny. You didn't even want to try it. And look what's happened now. So I love this verse because it's like me. I don't like to try new things, you know, sometimes things to eat. Oh, taste and see the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the one, the man who trusts, the woman who trusts and takes refuge in him. People look at you and go, wow, I want a relationship with God like that. You know what I'm talking about? There are people who look at us and say, gosh, I wish I had that kind of faith.
Something's different about you. What?
It's because we tasted different. And we saw that the Lord is good, mm-hmm. just like the salmon chowder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Something's different about you. I can't put my finger on it. I hear that all the time. And I say, oh, it's just my Jesus light. Just my Jesus light.
Or they use the word weird.
Yeah.
And yours, why it's so
and
weird?
I love that. People say you're weird. And they say that about me and Maya. And they're like,
well, you guys
are.
Right? Yeah, you are.
We accept it. I'm like, I'm weird? I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not like everybody
else. It's a good weird. It's a good weird. Good, it's a good weird. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I would not have known, Nan, that salmon chowder was so cotton-picking good if I would not have been forced to eat it, I think, in a way, by my brother-in-law's sister. It's also my sister. And, you know, that salmon chowder, I love it. I can't wait for the next bowl, right? So we got to taste and see, because when you experience God and realize how good he is and how much he loves you, that's been the theme of this show. God is good, and he loves us. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, with what you just said, let me see if I can say it exactly as you said. You didn't want it at first. And then you tested.
Well, it looked weird.
Well, it looked weird, so you're like, it looks weird. I don't want any.
I remember the first time I went into a church and people were raising their hands and praising God, and that was not something I grew up in.
Me too.
There you go.
And that looked weird to me at first. Go ahead. Well, salmon chowder,
and you tasted it, and you saw that it was good.
Yeah.
And you kept eating and eating and finished a bowl and then wanted another bowl. That's the way it is with serving God. You get just a little taste. Then you want the whole bowl. Then you want more.
Right.
And that's the way the Christian life is, mm-hmm. is that we become Christians, or should be. We become Christians, we accept Jesus as our Savior, and we begin to learn.
Right.
And we learn. And then we begin to learn more.
Yeah.
And then we get deeper in the Word.
Yes,
and
we want more.
And that's the way it is.
And so we come to church and we hear a sermon and we hear the Word and we're motivated to go home and read our Bible. And then the next day we want to read some more and we want to read some more. And then we say, oh, it's about time for church again. All right, I want to go because I want, right, Maya?
Oh, yeah. Sundays are my favorite days.
Yeah.
I could be up.
Me too.
Doing whatever on Saturdays. And James will tell you, Sunday morning, the alarm clock goes off. Come on. Time to get up. Let's go. It's church day. And then after a service, it hurts my heart to leave.
I know, doesn't it?
That's the one day a week she beats me out of bed.
No, I understand what you're saying, because today, after most people had left and we were still a few of us sitting there in the fellowship hall, it was like, I just love being here.
Yeah, it just
love being in the house of the Lord.
Being around the people, we absorb each other's energy. We don't want to, I get sad going home. I'm like, oh, it's over with.
Right.
Wait, what?
But also motivates us to invite people to come and be a part. And because I love this verse, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
We're hungry.
He's good. Mm-hmm. God loves you, dear audience member. God loves you so much, and he is so good. Do not be afraid of God. I think there's a lot of people who have grown up thinking, well, I heard it growing up in church, and my dad was pastoring. People would say, they'd stand up and they'd say, well, God put this terrible cold on me today. I'm not doing very good. And I'm sitting there as a child thinking, really? God puts colds on people? God puts cancer on people? No. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Cancer's not good. A cold is not good. Talk to us, James, and then we'll go back to Nan.
Oh, taste.
Uh-huh.
That means try.
Try it.
And see.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you taste, you will see that it is good. And I've had to, that comes with the trust. That's another word to throw in there in that situation. When you taste it and it is good, it builds that trust.
Yes, it does.
And know that God is going to work it to his good.
Yeah.
And to his good is to your good.
It
as
is.
As long as you are a follower of him.
That's exactly right.
That's where that comes being in a line.
Right.
If you're separated,
that's
the difference. It's not there. You can keep coming back and trying to trust, and these things ain't going to work out for you.
Right.
If you only run to him in those times,
right. No, you got to.
It's not that. You got to be in him.
Got to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
You taste and see. You take it in. You decide maybe clam chowder looks weird, but it sure tastes good.
Eat it with blindfold.
Eat it with a blindfold. Nan, talk to us.
Where's the blindfold? we just need to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what the Word encourages us to do. And you know, when the Word encourages us to do things, we should do them.
We should.
There's reasons for that. And there it goes along with the clam chowder, salmon chowder, sorry, that you had some, you wanted more, and you wanted more, and now you're already requesting a whole batch.
Yeah, okay,
to be fixed
yeah, make
you.
Me some here yeah, next time I see you. Some.
You know, and that's the way we need to be with the Lord, just wanting more and more and more of Him.
More of Him. And, you know, all of our lives are busy, so you can use that excuse, but drop it because it's not going to get you anywhere. You got to take time in the Word. You got to take time to get to church, a body of believers that you mesh with and you feel at home with. You need to listen to shows like this. We got tons of them on our website, bohmglobal.com. Hundreds of them on our website for you to listen to. Great music, great teaching. You got to taste it. You got to get in there. And once you do, you're going to want more.
I would like to encourage the people as they listen, if they're sitting at their desk or in their bed or in the recliner, to have a notepad and take notes. This is like, for many people, this is their church service.
Right,
they
sure.
don't go to church anywhere right. else. This is their church service. They listen to religiously. And I would encourage them to use a journal.
Yeah.
To write notes down, because then they can reflect back on those. There's some dynamite programs out there. You know, one of them I listened to three times because I felt God wanted me to listen to it three times, and I found stuff each time that I didn't hear the time before. Some repetitive, a lot not, that I could remember, that I could recall as I was writing down notes. I would encourage them to take notes and then be able to reflect. I mean, that's what you would do if you were in church, notes.
Take notes.
Yeah, you have to, because what God speaks to me in this Word this week, next week he may speak a different word to me.
Absolutely.
You've preached different
yes.
sermons on
yes.
the same verses in
That's
the Bible.
Right. Absolutely, it's, yes.
It's how it applies at that
it
moment.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Woo. Mm-hmm. He is in the Word that you read.
And you're here, Lord Jesus.
Let's worship Him right now. In your car, wherever you are. Oh, the glory of your presence.
Give you reverence.
love you, God. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts. Oh, the glory of your presence, Lord. Lord, we just pray for our listeners scattered wherever they are around this globe, that this time we have had together today will bless them, cause them to get out of dead center, or perhaps cause them to make a commitment to Almighty God, cause them to begin to read their Bibles, cause them to begin to taste and see that you are good, that you're a good God and you love us. Lord, let this moment in time change lives forever as we have done this unto you. And we thank you for it in your precious name. Oh, talk to us, Nan. We're about out of time, kids.
Poem he just gave me during that song is, my presence is with you now. Always remember that I am your tower. I love you so very much, and in your life I will touch. I will touch you with all my goodness of these times. Do not miss.
Wow.
My presence is always here. Hold me close and hold me dear.
Wow. Why do people, why do we need to get close? The word says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself to God and draw close to him, and he will draw close to you.
Well, I don't know how people, and we've discussed this before, I don't know how people make it without God on their side.
Either.
I have no idea. I mean, they sometimes may face the same things I have faced or am facing, but I got God to help me through. I don't
sure.
know what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to know that I have to face issues or trials that I have without the strength of God Almighty being there with
yes.
me. I would not want to even fathom having to try to do that.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. James, talk to us.
When you were preaching the sermon today, two things really stood out to me. Job 1, first chapter and second chapter.
Yeah.
It's where Satan goes to God.
Right.
All right. He says, you're doing this for Job. You know, if you stop doing this, if you quit putting your hand over him,
yeah,
it's going to change. Well, what people don't realize is Job didn't start there.
Right.
He worked his way up
That's
to
right.
there.
That's right.
And then God's had his grace in
yes.
him. And even
a long life
and
before
chapter
that.
Two.
Yeah.
Satan still had no power.
No.
Until God said, okay, you can do this, but you can't take his life.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's it's a walk. It's
right.
He got to
yes,
that
good point.
And even when God allowed Satan to put him through his trials, he still praised God. Even when his wife
right.
came to him and said, curse God so you can die. You have boils all over your body.
Yeah.
He didn't. Because of the walk he took to get there.
Amen.
It didn't
amen.
Happen overnight
amen.
Like
amen.
You didn't flip a switch and he become that Christian man.
No.
That's not what happened.
It took time.
It took
that,
a walk
that
to get
whole
there.
42 chapters in the book of Job took place over about a 9-month period, which is about the same amount of time to birth a baby. So there's a process there that took place. And it takes time in our lives process through things. We've only got a couple minutes. Maya, some final words, if you would give them to us.
Honestly, if you're not walking with God and you don't know him, what do you have to lose?
Right.
I suggest you just try it.
Yeah, get in the word.
Taste it.
Yes.
You may enjoy it.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, honestly, what do you have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in a bigger hole now, so maybe it'll fix it.
Yep. Thank you, Maya. Nan.
Forgot my name after all these years?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
You can call me Nanette if you'd like to.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'll call you Nan.
Okay. I just want to encourage the people to praise God.
Yes.
You know, I know that I have a situation of a book that I'm working on. I got to get back focused on that. But I enlisted praise warriors with me. And it's very organized for them to praise with me.
Right.
About what's going to happen
sure.
with the book that's going
sure.
to help a lot of people. And
amen.
So I encourage people to just get praisers in their lives.
Yes.
Get praisers in their lives.
Amen. Thank you, Nan. Thank you, Nan Watson. James.
Nanette.
Final word.
My final word is I reflect back on my week. I told you I had an amazing week.
Yes.
I had a hard week. I worked my butt off.
Right.
But I haven't had a week like this ever at work. I've been there almost a year now. And
all three homes I went into were Christians, were believers.
That's great.
And my God put a cherry on the cake Friday that with the family I met. I actually stuck around to meet the wife.
Wow.
And they're great. Amazing. Those, when you find people like that and you search them out, even in your everyday life of walking around, God will put them there.
Absolutely. And the doors open, opportunities open. Thank you, James and Maya, you wonderful couple. And dear Nan and all of you for being on the show today. And for our listeners out there, Living the Good Life is a part of the ministry at Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are centered now in a new location, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point. Check us out. Come to services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night, 6:30 Bible study. And that is every week. Prayer meeting actually starts at 5:45 on Wednesdays. So check us out. Come become a part of the family of Beacon if you do not have a church home. Or if you just want to visit, that's fine too. Listen to these shows every Sunday, 3 p.m. Also go on YouTube or on the podcast here at tantalknetwork.com and hear shows that have already happened. Go to YouTube and look for Tan Talk Network and then go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you can catch up. There's just so much we love to share with you week after week. And but it's all about the presence of God in our lives. That's what it is. We're teaching you the Word of God and hoping that you will understand that when we taste and see that the Lord is good, our lives change forever. God bless every one of you. We're going to go out with this song today. So this has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Nan, James, and Maya bringing you the Word of God today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. God bless every one of you. We will see you right here next week, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Blessings to every one of you. Catch our Thursday night show at 6:06 p.m. on this station. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr.